It is 10 minutes after 2 o'clock on WGN. I'm Steve Dale, Steve Dale's Other World. And boy, this it's like another world. You're right on Montrose, you're on the beach, but you might as well, Chris Holodecki, be in the Bahamas in some ways when you go to the dock restaurant. I mean, did you have that in mind that we want to create a Caribbean atmosphere when you began the place?
No. I think when we opened the place, when I went down to look at the location with Nick Hines, because I lived in uptown,
Which is
that
right
was
there.
Right. Yeah. So that was our beach. We'd walk over. What really I wanted was something more than just nachos and hot dogs from the stand. And then I was inquiring, you know, what can we do? And then
what year was this?
So I guess my first inquiry with the Park District or ours was 2007 or 2008.
So at that point in time, I don't mean to interrupt your story, but I think it's important. At that point in time, I'm a Chicagoan. I know this, and I happen to live along the lakefront just about, and nachos was about all you can even get that. So there are the guys with the ice cream. You got that. And soft drinks at a couple of places.
Yep.
Water, if the water fountain worked.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
There was not a restaurant.
No.
And in a way, the Park District, I don't want to put words in their mouth. I don't really know what they were thinking, but I would suspect historically it's always been a pristine place, and there haven't been anything, retail, anything in the park.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, part of the doctrine of the parks was for them to be for public use and not for commercialization. So, but at the same time, by limiting amenities for Chicagoans, you're limiting maybe some of the enjoyment of that lakefront. Because my big pet peeve is having to drag a cooler to go enjoy the beach.
Really? I know.
Yeah, because now I can, and I swear to God, I do this. I drive out there and I grab some lunch, and I'm able to enjoy the beach in Chicago without having to drag stuff with me. I can just pop in and pop out, and I wasn't able to do that before we opened it. And no, really, we looked at Castaways on North Avenue, and we're like, boy, we could do a rooftop here at Montrose. I'm glad we didn't. We went with, you know, that deck that's on the side there. And
why are you glad you didn't? And what is I haven't been there in a while, so what's happened to that building that last I can recall, just had a men's room and a ladies' room, and you could change to go to the beach, but that was it.
Yeah, that was built. That was built in the 30s. It's actually half the size that it was back then.
What happened to it?
They built. I mean, that whole thing was the whole park was built to deal with the Chicago summers back then, right? No air conditioning. and then I guess when air conditioning came around, the beach wasn't as popular, so they reduced the size of that building.
Really?
And yeah, in the 60s, I think. I have an archive. I got Montrose Beach archives where I have pictures of
That's
all this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we've been able to take that, you know, this almost 100-year-old building and repurpose it. And I think we've done, I'm very happy with it. I know that I've made so many, different friends. I've met you, Steve, because of,
We love it there,
yeah,
and the community loves it. So if you happen to live in Uptown, we don't. We're south of Uptown. But if you live anywhere near there, it's great because it's your local entertainment venue, you know, which is something else. So not only on National Margarita Day, we must say this, or National Tequila Day,
Tequila,
yes,
yeah.
You offer adult beverages. But not only that, the food is pretty decent. You know, it's like, it's bar food, but it's really good bar food.
Well, the approach we've always taken with food is high quality, because we both didn't have any real restaurant experience when we opened it. So
you come from a law firm?
Yeah, we both.
I'm sorry.
We both were. I know. I tell people I'm a recovering attorney.
And you know, the show after this is done by one of the most prominent attorneys in Chicago, but Karen Conti wouldn't mind. So, she is. She's brilliant.
Well, so and not to take away from, you know, being a lawyer and litigating cases, but it's a little different when you're able to go to the beach, you know, every day and spend your time there instead of what I call the dungeon in my law office.
Oh, but
where
that's
I'd have to
not what you
write
do.
Legal briefs.
No, I don't buy that. You have about 100 different restaurants, I think, in Chicago. You work awfully hard, clearly. But what I began to say, and we never finished, was the entertainment that's there.
Sure, sure.
So tell me about the entertainment at the dock.
So we got music, live music, 7 days a week. On weekends, I mean, we start early during the day. The rest of the week, it's 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. We have some of the... Chicago is just so rich in talent with musicians, so... there are so many people that reach out to me and say, hey, can I play? And we've had bands that have been playing with us since day one, almost. So 10 years it's been going on. Yeah, they're great. We got a great variety of music. We used to have a very famous reggae night on Wednesdays that we had to cancel due to the sheer popularity of the thing. We were backing up Lakeshore Drive when we'd
really?
When we had reggae bands playing on Wednesdays. They had to bring out the police on horseback to control the crowds
out
on the beach. Yeah, it was.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it got pretty crazy. So we'll have reggae bands, but we won't advertise it.
Oh,
you'll just be lucky enough to.
To be there when
they're playing. That's right.
Well, you don't take reservations.
No.
So the good news is that there's a nice view. You can walk around. You could wait, and they text you when your table's ready.
I believe. Yep.
But the bad news is they don't take. You know, so you're gonna have to wait a while, especially on weekends. That's just. Do you kind of wish that? I wish we could expand. You see where that water is out there that they call Lake Michigan? Could we put tables out there?
You know, I got to take you back and so you can see the kitchen, because that kitchen when we took it over in 2010, it still had the old ice box. When you know you watch the Honeymooners when he'd bring the ice in to keep his food cold. That's what was
Ralph
in this kitchen.
Crammed and worked
that's
for
right.
you.
Yeah, that's what we had, and it's tiny. It's I think maybe the size of the studio, maybe smaller, and we had to serve that entire patio. I don't think we could manage, you know, to serve more people than we're serving right now. Although, I'd love it. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah,
how much is it to see the entertainment, the cover charge?
It's free.
Pardon me?
What is that word? There's no cover charge. Yeah. No, we
did you ever think, oh my gosh, I mean, because the musicians in all seriousness are really good. And it's a variety of different music. So if you say, I only like country music, I only like pop music, whatever, wait, you know, and the whole schedule is up on your website and explains what kind of music they perform. But have you ever thought, we could be making more money here?
No. I don't think the focus was has ever been money with the doc. It has been now it's kind of feels almost like an institution on that beach. The people that play music there, they do it because they want to play there, not because they want to earn a certain amount of money. Everybody who plays always wants to come back. I don't think we want to. Or we're trying to monetize the doc more. I think if you compare our prices for our products and our beer, people are very surprised that it's not inflated the way you'd expect it to be. And that's because we're serving our friends, the neighborhood, and that's who we get. You know, we're not a touristy spot. Chicagoans go. The doc is a Chicago spot. Chicagoans go to the doc, and they will bring their when they have family, friends visiting from out of town.
We have.
They'll go
there.
Yeah. They'll take them there.
Yeah, right. And they may drink beer. We'll talk about that when we come back, and some of your other locations as well. It's 218 on WGN. Yeah, that's the goal, to play if you're a musician. Carnegie Hall or the doc. That's the new thing. It is 221 on WGN. After 2:30, we go to the Lincoln Park Zoo. That's always fun. That's free. And we learn so is the entertainment at the dock up on Montrose. Luke Holodecki is the owner of that restaurant, and how many now?
Our group's up to 10 restaurants now. Vandalay Brands. Seriously, I hope you get the reference.
I do. Seinfeld, right?
Seinfeld, that's right. Vandalay.
Yeah. George, it's great. That's where you got it from? I love
that. Yeah, it took us because we were...
V-A-N-D-O-L...
We went with A's, right? Because I think he actually spells it on the show and uses an E in there. We went with A's because that wasn't like trademark or copyrighted or whatever. So it's V-A-N-D-A-L-A-Y, right? Vandalay.
Is there a website where you get to see all the restaurants, or they just have
Vandalay,
their own?
VandalayBrands.com.
I did not know that. I love that. But I do know about the beer.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about why at least some of your restaurants offer a certain beer.
Well, all of them offer Double Clutch beer from our brewery that we opened in Evanston fall last year. And we really specialize in European style. Your lagers, Kolsches, Pilsners.
Yeah.
And they're delicious. So you can get them at all our locations. And we've got Rex's daycare, dog care across the street from us. So we get a lot of crossover traffic of dog owners that come to our brewery. And we're in Evanston right now.
Where is that?
So that's on Ashland, off of Green Bay Road, 2121 Ashland.
And the name is?
Double Clutch Brewing Company.
Double Clutch Brewing Company. So if you don't have a dog, we'll get to the dog part in a second. But if you don't have a dog or you don't want to take your dog with you, you just go in like any other.
That's right.
Do you serve food there as well?
Serve food. We also have live music there as well.
So if you're not good enough to play at the dock, you can play here. This is how you work your way up to the dock?
So we got a lot of crossover. So a lot of our bands that have played at the dock also play at Double Clutch. So we kind of have the same book of phone numbers that we go into when we're booking somebody. So.
All right, and then if you do bring a dog, now there's an option. You can't bring your dog, of course, in the restaurant, however.
Yeah, we're talking with Rex's across the street because I think Evanston, and probably somebody's going to call me and tell me this isn't true, but I believe you can't have dog-friendly patios the way you can in Chicago at restaurants.
I don't know.
I think that's the case.
312-981-7200. People will text.
There you go. But hopefully we'll do something where they'll do a patio across the street so you'll be able to take food to go from us and eat with your dog across the street. So
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Now, the Chicago Air and Water Show is just around the corner. You don't get to see a lot at the dock up on Montrose, I assume. However...
That's right. If you don't want to
my hand.
If you don't want to take part in the Air and Water Show and stay away from the planes and be at the beach, the dock is the place to be because they do not fly. You'll occasionally get one of the Blue Angels to kind of get close to us. But we're great viewing from Ohio Street Beach where we have Cafe Oliva. So
that's another one of your restaurants.
Yep, and you're looking straight north. So when they're flying by North Avenue, you're looking east. Ohio Street faces north, so they're flying right at you. It's pretty cool. So
can you see some of the water show there too?
So you can see the portions of like where they're jumping into the water, but I really don't know what happens at the water portion because I'm always at Ohio Street Beach.
Okay. And then, well, it hasn't happened for a couple of years either.
Oh, that's true, right?
Yeah. So,
last year was just the Blue Angels, right? Just the Blue Angels, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, can you make reservations?
Yes. So, for the Air and Water Show, that's the only way to go is to pre-buy.
Probably reserved. Right now.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I would assume. So, give me the name of the restaurant again. People are asking already.
Cafe Oliva with two Fs. And Oliva, not Olivia, it's named after because Olive Park is right there. So
Tony Oliva
went with the Mediterranean. Thing? Sure, baseball. That's it. That's why we named everybody calls it Olivia, but it's Oliva.
O-L-I-V-A?
O-L-I-V-A, yep.
Okay.
Okay.
It's just like the baseball player.
So if you go to cafeoliva.com, cafe with two Fs, oliva.com.
Cafe with two Fs.
Though. Yeah. Italian, you know, Mediterranean, that's
yes,
the whole thing.
That's what they do.
Listen, yeah. we don't hit home runs with our names all the time.
You know? tell me about one of the other places that you have, because we don't have time for all of them. There are so many.
Oh boy! So we just opened up in Millennium Park. So you have our Napolita and our Double Clutch beer and our Casa Bonita.
Where's
all,
that?
You know the bean. I've heard of the bean, Steve?
I've seen it. Yes.
So it's right there underneath. It's right there underneath the bean.
Underneath the bean.
Underneath the bean.
You can't have a restaurant underneath the bean. It's like right next to it.
No, it's under. It's literally underneath it. So
what?
Yeah, it's underneath it. And
well, I'm going to walk over there right after the show.
I'll show you.
It's underneath
it's pretty
the
wild.
Bean.
It is underneath the bean.
There must be a stairway or something.
Yes.
That goes, okay,
yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
It's so, not like you're looking up at the
well,
bean.
Well, the whole Millennium Park. I've learned this now. I mean, it's like the world's largest rooftop garden. I mean, that whole thing is basically a rooftop. So yeah. So there's different levels, and so
yes.
we're at a level underneath there, and we have our outdoor patio where you have the ice rink during the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So the outdoor patio is out there during the summer. So yeah, that's a great spot.
It is a great spot. Any other spots along the lake?
So along the lake, it's just the dock at Cafe Oliva. If you go to Milwaukee, we opened a dock in Milwaukee at Bradford Beach.
Did you really?
Yes.
We have listeners up there.
Yeah. So
that's interesting.
So head out to Bradford Beach and
or
check out the
dock. Everything when you go to the dock, if you happen to walk out onto Lake Michigan and catch fish, they can sell you the fish for your new seafood restaurant.
Wow, Steve, thank you. Pescadero on Belmont, and then we have a Pescadero in Wilmette on Central. So, yeah.
Is getting seafood in a city like Chicago seriously a hard thing to do?
No. Chicago is a transportation hub, right? So
yeah.
We're lucky to, because of that, we're, I think, first in line to get stuff. So, the problem is the increased cost because of the shipments, right? So your seafood just, you know, is
well, everything.
Yeah, it's not.
Are you having a hard time finding employees?
Also? Oh, yeah. Yeah,
really?
Yeah. But I think if you've probably talked to everybody. Everybody has a hard time finding employees.
No matter what profession.
No matter what
yeah,
profession,
right. Yeah,
seems
to be the case. Give me the website again for all the restaurants.
VandeleyBrands.com.
I love that. And for the dock, it's?
The dock at MontroseBeach.com.
The dock at MontroseBeach.com. You have a good view of two beaches there, the dog beach as
mm-hmm.
well as the beach for just humans, which
That's
isn't
right.
as fun. Thank you so much, Luke Holodecki. Thank you. Great of you to come in studio here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.